presents Raise the Love with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
Now come along, Kitty. Get your hat and coat on. It's time we got the weekend shopping in.
It is? What, at 9 o'clock on a Friday night?
This is the time for bargains, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those gas lamps on the stalls start flickering. They can't read the scales very well. It's up to me to keep my eye on the purse strings.
Yes.
I haven't forgotten the time I let you out on your own and you came back with a huge fruitcake.
Yes, darling, but that was in 1949.
You think I've forgotten? By the way, is it all gone?
Well, no. We're having the last piece tomorrow with Casted. Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. If we don't go shopping, we go foraging. Look, Ted, I thought maybe we'd get a chicken this weekend, Ted.
Chicken? Chicken? How extravagant can you get? I've seen them, those chickens. 13 and 6 for a fowl, all feathers and feet. Now, do come along, dear. Let's get down to the market, and don't forget your shopping bag.
Shopping bag?
Yes.
And that's a mockery. A dyed pillowcase with string handles. The number of times you promised to buy me one of those plastic ones.
Look, we can come back to that when we finish shopping. Now, do come along, dear.
Lovely nanas, Jennifer. 2 nanas there. Watercress fresh from the beach. It's only just got up. Get your lovely fruity up.
Oh, Ted, what a selection. Just look at those beautiful pears and grapes.
What are you talking about, Kitty? May I remind you that A, it is not Christmas, and B, we're not ill. Grapes.
Ted, will you stop that?
You've got a hole in your basket.
Please, darling. It's not as if I like shopping here anyway. On the other hand, it's just as bad in the high street. Fancy, for instance, you going into that shop last week and asking when their sales started.
What was wrong with that?
In a greengrocer's?
You never know. They might have had a spring green sale.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Ted, please, let me handle this. Young man, I'll take 3 of those potatoes, please. 1 of the onions, and will you split a bunch of carrots?
Yeah, of course I will, love. That'll be 1 for you and 1 for the donkey.
Yeah. Well, that's that. Now, there's only the meat left. The chicken's off, so I better get a piece of beef, I think.
That's my girl. I do like a little beef.
Yeah, you're so right, Pet. You beef about the money I spend. You beef about everything.
Oh, now. Come. You just go into the butcher's, dear, and get 2 pounds of stewing steak.
But, Ted, wait a minute. That's no use. It's all cut up in little pieces. I want a joint.
Don't worry, dear. While you're buying it, I'll pop next door and get a ball of string and 3 dozen skewers. You don't think of these little things.
No.
Good morning, Gloria. I suppose old Saggy Spats isn't in yet.
Matter of fact, Mr. Trumbull is in. In fact, he paused on his way through the outer office and wrote naughty words in the dust on your desk.
Did he really? Let's have a look. How dare Trumbull do that? Ah, and he can't even spell properly. You know, 3 years in the Navy would improve his education quite a bit. Oh, isn't it awful to think I was going to nail him down about my rise? He's got to do something about the cost of living, you know.
Oh, I'm with you there, Mr. Ray. Absolutely with you. Because only yesterday I went shopping for money, and after queuing for 20 minutes and finally reaching the counter, all, but simply all, the caviar had gone.
Oh, what a shame. Still, you can always open a tin of beans.
Oh, how contemporary!
Yes, especially in tomato sauce.
Pray, step into my office a minute, will you? And get those stupid mittens off.
They are off. They always dangle from my cuffs like that. Kitty's idea.
Now, come in here. What?
Mr. Trumbull, I suppose you couldn't see your way clear to...
I certainly could not. I might have entertained the idea of a rise for you, but my personal expenses have suddenly rocketed. Do you realize that budgerigar seed has gone up tuppence an ounce?
That's a shocking thing, Mr. Trumbull, isn't it? Think how this is going to affect all the budgerigars on a fixed income.
Oh, Oh. What are you blathering about now?
Oh.
I support my little Belinda. Oh, and what an intelligent bird it is, Gray.
Are we talking about budgerigar?
Well, you'll never guess what she said when I left the house on my way to the office.
I know. She recited the Gettysburg Address.
No. She said, good morning.
Well, it was just a shot in the dark, you know. Mind you, my Boris is intelligent. Oh, my little budgie Boris. Do you know what he said when I left for the office?
Good afternoon, I imagine.
Oh, he's cocky. Cocky, that's what he is. I'll have you know that my little bird can think for himself.
Really? Then all I can say is it's a pity you don't say goodbye to him and let him leave for the office.
You don't upset me, Mr. Trumbull. I refuse to be drawn, as the turkey said to the butcher.
Oh.
My little Boris, on his very own, won a competition in the feathered world. He's got 2 weeks free holiday, that's what he got.
What am I listening to? I do hope little Boris enjoyed himself, Ray.
Not really, Mr. Trumbull. It's not much fun for a budgerigar having to spend 2 weeks in the Canary Islands, is it?
Pass me my water carafe, Ray. This conversation is making me a little giddy. But anyway, on the subject of budgerigars, I'm thinking of starting an aviary.
Oh, that sounds expensive. Or are you doing it on the cheap?
Cheap, cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, cheap joke.
Cheap.
It's not expensive, Ray. I intend to breed them, not to buy them. Some people breed rabbits. Some people breed chinchillas. Others breed chickens.
Chicken. Mr. Trumbull, you've given me an idea. My kitty's not very fond of stewing steak with 3 skewers stuck in it. Don't you see, Mr. Trumbull, this is the answer to reduce the cost of living. Rear chickens. Rear chickens. And rear the front as well, of course. I know all about them, you know. There's not much I don't know about chickens. Just give me a decent shed and I'll grow some.
Well, I'm quite sure you will, Ray. But surely you haven't got sufficient room in your garden.
Oh, I know that. But you see, there's always that plot of land, you know, across there on the opposite side. They can sleep over there and come over to my place for food. Oh, wait a minute. You know what, Mr. Trumbull?
No, Ray.
This could be the answer. The reason why the chicken crossed the road.
Oh.
It could be.
Oh.
Ted, do you really think it's such a good idea to keep chickens? You know, I can remember so well some of your other schemes.
But this is different.
So were all the others at the time. For instance, mushrooms spring to mind.
Well, that wasn't my fault, darling.
No.
It distinctly said on the packet, plants in a damp, dark place.
Yes, I know, but you didn't have to take the bulb out of the dining room and draw the curtains now, did you?
You do belittle me, don't you?
Yes, sir.
But you wait. Your plimsoll will be on the other foot. When I'm a successful chicken rancher, I can see myself at night rounding them all up.
Uh-oh. He's off again. Now we're really going west this time.
You can say what you like, Kitty, but I'm going straight down to that pet shop in the high street and get things organized. Now, what type shall I breed, I wonder?
Well, for what my opinion's worth, Ted, what about a few black Minorcas or maybe some Rhode Islands?
Oh, darling, don't talk nonsense.
Huh?
Oh, you women, you're so cute.
Yeah.
I give you full marks for trying, darling, but
yeah.
You don't know anything about the subject.
No,
Minorcas, Rhode Islands, wouldn't they laugh in the pet shop? I'll see you later, dear.
Yes, sir.
Ah, this is the place. In a few minutes, I'll be in business. Oh, that's useful. I'll be able to get the chicks their food from the shop next door. I'll make a note of the name. Botting and Hart, corn merchants. They never fool me. In the meantime, I'll go in here. That bell really follows me around. Anyway, I should get what I want in here. I wonder what this thing is. It looks like a very old mother goose suffering from duck's disease.
Do you mind? My name is Sid Mincing, and I happen to be the proprietor of this Scratch-It, Catch-It, and Hatch-It Emporium. Well, what can I do for you, then?
Well, it's like this, Mincing. My wife and I have decided to breed chickens.
Well, if you let me know about the happy event, I'll send a telegram.
I'll have you up before the beak.
So all.
Mr. Extremely Molting Mincing, I want to breed my own poultry. How do you suggest I start?
With one of each.
You never learn. Look, just tell me something to start me off on this new venture. What type of birds have you?
Well, now, we have what is known in the trade as the triple leghorn. That goes, as opposed, of course, to the double leghorn, which goes...
Fascinating. What's the difference? Thank you. Thank you. You should have got the bird for that. Look, I think I'll start from the very beginning. Get right down to bedrock and start with the eggs. That's it.
Mm.
I think half a dozen will be enough.
Yes. Right, very well then, sir, yes. Now, what about these here?
Oh, just a minute, Mincing. They're all different sizes and colors. I mean, after all, you see, how do I know they're going to hatch chickens? There's nothing on the outside to say what's inside. I'm not a fool, Mincing.
Well, it wouldn't prove much if there was, would it? Quite a number of eggs have a lion stamped on the outside, but it's very rarely you'll find one in. Mate. Good gracious me.
But do you think I don't know that, Mincing?
Yes.
I mean, last week I had a Danish egg and there wasn't a Viking within miles. Look, please, just wrap those up and those eggs there and let me get out of here.
Very well, then, yeah. I say.
Yes?
Can I assume, then, that you have no wish to hear about a certain Miss Wiley and her boyfriend, Ernie?
I've got a feeling that something foul is going to happen.
It so happened, sir, that Miss Wiley was of a very jealous disposition, and one night she slipped into the pictures on her own.
What was showing, the egg and I?
I'm just hoping that I won't go through with this, aren't you?
Frankly, yes.
Yes, anyway, when the lights went up, Miss Wiley, to her horror, saw her boyfriend Ernie in the embrace of another girl.
Are you sure this has been passed by the censor, Mincing?
I'm positive. Upon perceiving this,
yes,
and to vent her spleen, Miss Wiley caught Ernie a right belter with her umbrella. You see? Getting it. It only goes to
prove. Oh, Mincing, there'll be a scramble for the exit after this.
Oh, no, please, I know. But he still goes to prove.
What?
Then he...
You must.
I can't.
Mincing, you can't leave me like this.
It's horrible.
Come on. It can't be worse than last week's.
It goes to prove, yes, that it's the Wiley bird that crushes the urn.
Well, here we are, dear. Six eggs. The nucleus of our chicken farm.
Yes, Ted, but just a little something, darling.
Yes.
Some of them look a little odd to me. I mean, I've never boiled any looking like that. Now, what's this one done up in silver paper and tied up with ribbon? What's that?
Well, that's probably one of the Easter Island variety.
Yeah.
Anyway, it should act as an incentive to the others.
Yes, Ted. Darling, could I make one suggestion?
Yes?
How could you hatch out eggs without a hen?
Well, I know that, yeah, even if I'm only a layman.
Oh.
How about that?
Yes, how about
that? That wasn't bad, and I wasn't even trying.
No.
No, you see, it's up to us to keep them warm, dear.
Yes.
We must keep the eggs warm.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You see, you'll have to see that they're kept snug while I'm at the office.
Oh.
You know, sort of, she stoops to conquer, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, that's great. But you listen to me, my tiny one. I'm no chicken.
You can say that again.
Yeah, Ted.
I'm sorry. Love you, I love you.
No,
I didn't mean that.
So.
No. By the way, I'm expecting a man around any time now to help me erect a proper chicken run.
Kitty, this is it, girl. Brace yourself, kid. You can stand by for another cut in your housekeeping money.
I heard that and you're wrong.
Huh?
Absolutely wrong. This chicken house is going to be the last word in comfort for them.
Really?
Yes. Satin walnut perches. Oil heating. Lino. What do you think of that?
Sounds wonderful. I can hardly wait to move in.
Oh, that'll be the expert, dear. I'll let him in.
Oh.
Good morning, Mr. Ray. I'm from Pringle, Pringle and Partners, the premier poultry people.
Thank you very much, Toll. I enjoyed the shower. What have they sent you around here for?
Well, I'm an expert with the little old chick dicks. They love her, but you know, I've got away with them.
Come in, old cock. Kitty, dear, yeah. The worst has happened. Mm-hmm. They've sent Herbert Toyle round to help me build a chicken house.
Oh.
Good morning, Mrs. Wright.
Good morning, Herbie.
How nice to see the kind lady. Yeah. Oh, any moment now, he's going to make me a nice cup of tea. And some of them delightful fancy cakes.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, thank you, Herbie, and it's nice to see you, too. In a way.
Toyle, when you've finished all this conversation, may I remind you you've come round here to do some work?
Oh, Mr. Wright, please.
Ah, I've done it again.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that. Nothing hastens my horrible turns quicker than an expression like that. Ah, what have we got over here? Ah. What have your little... Chicky,
chicky,
darling.
You old fool, that's Boris the Budgie. Chicky, chicky.
Yes, of course, of course, of course. That's why it's in a cage. Anyway, I see you've got all the old bits of wood and muck for the chicken house.
Bits of wood and muck? That happens to be our dining room suite. Bits of wood and muck. Isn't it, Mum?
Well, you could have fooled me.
It's fooled me long enough.
Now, look. Now, stop this, the pair of you.
Yes, sir.
Now, please. Come along, Toyle. And why did you put your boots on our mantelpiece? Huh?
I took them off because I pinch.
Well, kindly put them on again and follow me. Huh? Now, let's see. Yes. Now, this is where we're going to put it, Toyle. Now, come on, just hand me the first few planks. Get off that rustic seat.
It's the only one I've got. Mr. Ray, I sadly miss my Rosalie on these sorts of jobs, you know.
Yes.
She's wonderful. She's with the chicks.
Oh?
Somehow, when she's about... they always lay better.
You're Rosalie. I can imagine that. Yes, they lay better. It must be her bald head that gives them ideas.
My rush. Highly humorous. The end's life.
Wicked ideas from a bald head.
You're very rude, eh?
Well, maybe. Maybe, but I still think you enjoyed it. Now, you take one end, and I'll take the other, and we'll get back.
Well, look at that. That's not a bad job, is it? Come around this side and have a look at it.
I would do with a modicum of glee and high delight, but for one queer quirk of fate.
What's that, Herbert?
I'm inside.
He's inside, and so he should be. I'll have to take the front off now. I'm not leaving you in there to frighten our chickens.
God, that was quick work, Mr. Wright.
Quick work, nothing. It fell off. That was the half you're supposed to have nailed up.
Well, I was getting tired now. I had to lift all that wood with them heavy knot holes, and I had to lug all them breads about.
To say nothing of the heavy holes in the wire netting. That must have been awful.
It was, Mr. Ray. There's no doubt about it, you know.
Yes.
God, when you're in the cockerel game, much is, you know, it's true what they say.
What?
Oh, it's all crow.
Sandwiches in the office, Ray? And cheese sandwiches? I thought you would have been eating chicken by now. You were supposed to know all there was to know about raising chickens. Eh, Ray? Eh?
Well, it's taking a little bit longer than I thought, sir. But anyway, I'm expecting 6 happy events any day now. Anyway, Mr. Trumbull, I promise you one thing. I mean this sincerely. You and Miss Jackson are invited to dinner to sample one of our first chickens.
Thank you, Rick.
Yes.
I keep every Friday for the next 3 or 4 months free.
Hello, Trumbull and Company here. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Ray. What's happening? Oh, are you sure? The eggs are hatching. 2 so far.
Did you hear that, Mr. Trumbull? Give me a cigarette. Oh, I'm excited. I didn't expect twins.
What's that? And another one?
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Mr. Trumbull, congratulate me. I'm the father of giblets. I mean, triplets. Another cigarette, please, sir.
You're already smoking 3. Calm yourself, Ray. Calm yourself.
What's that, Mrs. Ray? You're getting frightened. Oh, you think Mr. Ray should come home at once?
Of course I should be. My little kitty needs me. At a time like this, I should be at my wife's side.
Well, then, off you go, then, Ray. Off you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Trumbull. Goodbye, Gloria.
Goodbye.
I'm here, Kitty. Your clever little chicken farmer's here.
Chicken farmer, nothing, Ted. Look at this lot.
Good heavens!
Yes.
Wait till I see Mincing. I'll fix him for this. Now, don't get panicky, darling.
Panicky.
We've got to be very sensible about this.
Yes, sir.
Now, the baby crocodile can go in the bath.
Good.
I'll put the stork in water.
Do that.
We'll put the eagle up in the loft.
Yes.
As for the penguin, well, I... Better pop that in the fridge.
Yes. You're too kind, Ted. I might have known something like this would happen. And don't forget there's still the voucher to be taken care of.
Yes, well, there's no worry there. I can go in your mother's room.
You can. Now, that can stop for a start.
Isn't this terrible, Dad?
Terrible.
But wait a minute. Look.
What?
All is not lost.
No?
There's still one egg there to hatch.
Uh-huh.
We haven't lost everything.
Yeah, well, keep it away from me, will you, please? I am not going near it. Who knows what's in there? It might be a kangaroo.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No?
For goodness sake, whoever heard of kangaroos laying eggs?
Well, I'm not so sure anymore. I've only just found out about penguins. I can tell you one little thing.
Just a minute, look.
What?
Look at the last egg, dear. Look, the last egg. The shell's cracking.
No, I can't look, Ted.
Look, darling, we've done it.
What?
Oh, look. A little chick.
Ah.
Oh. I'll ring up the butcher and tell him to stand by with the stuffing.
Yeah, no, yeah. Henry, how can you talk like that? Why, just look at the wee thing. Just a sweet little yellow bundle of fluff. Oh, dear. Ted, I'm going to call it Henrietta.
Supposing it's Henry.
Oh, don't be silly. It's far too pretty for a man.
Women. Well, today's a great day, Kitty. Trumbull and Miss Jackson are coming to dinner tonight. Boy, are they going to enjoy our chicken. What's the matter with Henrietta?
Well, Ted, you've got her chair.
Oh, what are you talking about, got her chair? Well, what's come over you?
It's all right for you, you know. What about the rest of the menagerie? You still haven't got rid of them. The crocodile's outgrown his bath. The eagle has had your comms off the line twice. And taken them up to his eerie. And let's face it, Ted, there's nothing more eerie than your comms.
Darling, not so loud. Is there nothing sacred?
I'm sorry.
What about our stork? Oh, the stork.
Yeah.
It perched on old Mother Harris's roof for 2 hours yesterday and frightened the life out of her.
Ted, I don't believe that.
No?
No.
Then why was she first in the queue at the town hall for orange juice this morning?
I don't know. I'd give up.
Well, anyway, I'll take Henrietta out into the garden. This is it. The moment of truth. Where's the chopper?
Now, Ted. Oh, Ted, you can't do that. Oh, no, honey. Not to Henrietta.
What are you talking about?
Say, you low assassin, you. You murderer. You brutal, callous creature, Ted.
The chicken dinner.
I'll never speak to you again if you harm a hair of Henrietta's head. I mean it.
Chickens don't have hairs on their head. I'm getting all confused. I promise you, she won't feel a thing.
Oh, Ted.
Now, come along, girl.
horrible. But those are my very last words, Sid.
Come on, Henrietta. Don't look at me like that. Don't talk like that. Where's my hanky? Oh, there it is, round the handle of a chopper. Oh, dear, I wish I'd never invited Trumbull and Miss Jackson for dinner. Another glass of sherry, Gloria.
And then you ask me, Mr. Ray.
I say, something smells good, Ray. I must say, it's awfully kind of you to invite us to dinner.
Henrietta, yes, sir. It's all there on the table.
Really, I don't understand, Ray. Your wife seems most distressed. Mrs. Ray, please, control yourself. There's no need to be so upset.
What was that?
Ray, I will have another glass of that sherry. Oh, dear, I don't know what's come over me. I could have sworn I saw a penguin going past the French window.
Oh, that would be Percy, yes. You'd love him. He's a chubby little fellow. My real favorite is the crocodile.
Ray, of course. They're all raving mad here.
Ted, I'm afraid you'll have to come. I just couldn't bring myself to touch it. I want no part of Henrietta. Oh, I get that. While you beasts of prey gorge yourself. Hello? Of what? Yes, it is. You what? This morning? Oh, but I think that... What, thank you. That's wonderful. No, don't be silly. I don't mind at all. Well, goodbye. And thank you once again very much. Goodbye. Oh, Ted, you darling. My own wonderful little hubby. That was the butcher apologizing for not trusting the chicken you ordered this morning. Oh, darling, so you mean this isn't Henry?
Of course not, dear. No. Look, just out there. You see?
Yes.
You see, darling?
Thank you.
You see, darling, I couldn't bring myself to do it either.
No.
And if ever we want another chicken, I still couldn't do it again.
That was Raise a Love with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. The program was written by Bernard Botting and Charles Hart and produced for the BBC by Leslie Bridgman.